Last week, I interviewed Donald Kruedsma, author of The Singing Life of Birds, which was just released by Houghton Mifflin. In this segment, Don and I talk about noise pollution. Now, you've been recording birds since the 70s, and I became a birder in the 70s. And I've always been somewhat aware of noise pollution, of all the human sounds that sort of intrude on the natural world. But I was never so viscerally conscious of it as I was when I got my first field recording equipment.
Yes. We cry when we try to go out and record. And as my friend Lang Elliott says, there's nothing more joyful than listening to a pristine dawn chorus in the absence of all of the human-made noise. There's a wonderful campaign by a fellow sound recordist who says, you know, could I please have just 1 square inch of silence, of man-made silence, so that I can hear the world, hear the natural world? That's a powerful idea. Just please, please, 1 square inch, is that all? Could I have that? And you can have the rest of the world. Of course, to give us a square inch, we're going to have to do some cutting back. Sounds, when we are recording birds before sunrise, oh, the low-frequency sounds of distant traffic and airplanes carries so far. It's like cell phones ringing in some musical performance or in the theater. It just, for many of us, it destroys the overall beauty, the aesthetic value of just listening.
I'm sure that there wasn't as much in the 70s as there is now.
It's true. I can go back to some of the same places. I recorded towhees, even at Corkscrew Swamp in Florida. Recorded them in the late 80s, and I went back about 15 years later, and wow, what a difference. And the same locations you go back to, and oh, there's a road, and there's a development now. And even though this little patch of woods might still be there, oh, the sounds have encroached. And the neighbor's dog, why it's wonderful that the neighbor has a dog if the neighbor likes the dogs, but it's my sound space that this dog is destroying by barking all night long, and couldn't I please have a square inch for a little while? The noise pollution is sad, and I would hope that one of the effects of my book would be have more people be aware of the sounds around them and say, okay, planet Earth, please, could we just bring the noise pollution back a little. Snowmobiles, some of you like the noise that your snowmobiles produce, but maybe we could put some mufflers on them and take them way, 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 way back. We have the technology, and the more of us that raise our hands and say, you know, I'd like it a little quieter. I want to hear this planet sing. I think we could have an effect.
Don, I know how much it irritates me to hear all the other sounds that intrude on the natural sounds. How does it affect birds?
I would like to think that it's profoundly disturbing to birds, but I can't claim that. I do know that some studies over in Europe have studied, I think it was the great tit, a close relative of our chickadees, have studied the songs of these birds in cities and compared them to outside of cities. And I think what they found was that the birds within the cities, where there's a lot of low-frequency noise, the birds in cities have shifted their sounds higher in frequency so that they aren't competing.
But that also reduces the amount of area that their sound carries, then, doesn't it?
Yes, the higher frequency. And so how this affects them, we don't know. And the same for marine mammals especially.
Mm-hmm.
What we are doing to the oceans and the sounds and how far they travel through an ocean medium. And we read about whales beaching themselves, and some of us say, well, you know, if I were thrown into the ocean with all this man-made noise, and the ocean has been the medium by which these marine mammals have communicated great distances, why, they've lost their communication medium.
Next time, Don and I talk about some of our favorite bird songs. These interviews with Don Kruedsma, author of The Singing Life of Birds, were supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.